Let's take a moment to gather ourselves and to do what John Philip Newell suggested last week, to lean back upon the chest of Jesus and to listen for the heartbeat that joins with our own, to draw ourselves into the presence that is always here, that's holy. So this is very holy space, and we're holy people. And everything we do is holy, and all our words are holy. So let's honor for just a minute the presence of the holy. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. Where there is sadness, joy. O Divine Master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Amen. I'm very happy and honored to be here to introduce Barbara. Barbara was here about 7 years ago when we studied Dhirmudo Merku's book, Religion in Exile, and followed by Beatrice Bruteau's book, Radical Optimism. And Barbara happened to be a personal friend of both Dhirmudo's and Beatrice's, so it seemed right that she should be here. So we're happy now to welcome her back today. Barbara is the co-founder and chairperson of the Foundation for Conscious Evolution. An evolutionary educator, speaker, and social innovator, she is the author of 6 books communicating the new worldview of conscious evolution, including the best-selling Birth 2012 and Beyond. In 1945, when she was 15 years old, the first atomic bombs were dropped on Japan. Realizing in this act the enormous power we have to destroy, she was prompted to ask the fundamental question, what is the meaning of our new power that can be used for the good? And what are the positive images of a future equal to these new powers? This defining moment propelled her on her life's quest to find the answers to these questions. The insights she has gained has led to her definitive message of hope, that our crisis is a birth of a more universal human, a universal humanity. She is currently the producer and narrator of an award-winning ongoing DVD series entitled Humanity Ascending, A New Way Through Together. Part 1, Our Story, translated into 7 languages, has been selected for the prestigious Spiritual Cinema Circle. Part 2, Visions of a Universal Humanity, now brings together cutting-edge scientific, social, and spiritual visionaries to create a positive vision of our future equal to our new capacities. Barbara recently partnered with the Shift Network as a global ambassador for the conscious evolution movement, a shift from evolution by chance towards evolution by choice. Along with Stephen Dynan, she has launched the Agents of Conscious Evolution Training, and most recently they formed a global team to co-produce the recent global multimedia event entitled Birth 2012, Co-Creating a Planetary Shift in Time, which took place this past December 22, 2012, in L.A., on Barbara's 83rd birthday. It was a gathering of spiritual leaders, celebrities, musicians, and millions of people around the world from 167 different countries joining to celebrate the birth of a new era in our world. And I'm just curious as to how many even know about that event. Oh, a handful. I'm amazed that something so positive about our future and so huge did not make it up into the mainstream media with all the negative that did. I mean, this is part of the problem with mainstream media, but it was a wonderful event. This past fall, Barbara was the keynote speaker for the annual gathering of the Leadership Conference for Women Religious. She continues to be in conversation with women religious, bringing the evolution of consciousness in conversation with the evolving Catholic consciousness, which seeks greater inclusivity in a world becoming increasingly partisan and fragmented. In today's chapter, Outbursts of Singularity, John Philip Newell says, "The new Pentecost in which we are living, the new awareness of life's essential oneness, is freeing us to move from half-consciousness into a consciousness of the whole." This is a perfect theme for today's speaker. Please open your hearts and your minds to Barbara Marks Hubbard.
We bless you.
Thank you.